英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的英语美文，欢迎是我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, happy Mondays.
又是新的一周了，同学们，咱们从周一的读美文开始，今天呢给大家带来的又是名家的分享啦。
Yeah, a new week, a new story. And today's story is also very interesting because which other story has fireworks talking?
所以老师这点也是哈，不错，还有什么样其他的故事是聊的烟花聊的焰火呢？
I think it's a very original idea and also very creative.
奥斯卡王尔德，先告诉大家这个鼎鼎大名的奥斯卡王尔德，我们生活中引用过许多他的名言，比如说 Men become old but never become good.
Yeah, I'm still doubting if I agree with that or not. Like, if he was talking about men alone, yeah. But now he's talking about everyone, including women.
王尔德有多有才，大家都说他是19世纪的段子手，段子手，如今的段子手我们都见过，这个确实是很有才华。王尔德是19世纪英国伟大的艺术家之一。大家看，他不仅是一个作家，他是一个 artist。他是 artist, 他创作剧作、诗歌、童话、小说，什么都写。
Yeah, he has written 9 fairy tales, 9 short stories, aside from his novels, of course. Like we all know, I believe Animal Farm, 1984, these are all Oscar Wilde stories as well. But this one is a little less known, but not...less fun.
大家都知道王尔德可能一些是他的一些比较严肃的证据的一些作品，但实际上奠定他文学声名的作品呢，正是他的王尔德童话集。他一生就写过9个童话故事，这些故事都是语言非常的纯正优美，情节纯真生动，意境呢，是高洁悠远，一人心智。
Yeah, and as usual in Oscar Wilde stories, it's a bit...uncommon, like, for writers to talk about fireworks that talks, or he also has stories in which animals talk, or furniture, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, in this, like, you really can recognize if it's a story written by Oscar Wilde or someone else.
有的人也把他跟这个安徒生相提并论啊。
Yeah.
那他的这个作品啊，这是孩童也好，成人也罢，有赤子之心的，你都可以去阅读。他的《快乐王子故事集》和《16之家》呢，已经载入了英国儿童文学的史册。王尔德是非常有才华的艺术家，非常有才华。
Yeah, he's very, very talented. And also this story is, yeah, it's good for children to read.But as adults, we also really can enjoy it.
今天这个故事呢，叫做 The Remarkable Rocket, 非凡的火箭，了不起的火箭，傲慢的火箭，骄傲的火箭，反正有很多的翻译的版本了。
Yeah, you all seen a rocket explode, I guess. It's very pretty, right? Like if it goes up in the air and like...splashes out into a rain of fire, basically. It's always with New Year or like special occasions like weddings that we like to set off.
这童话什么场景呢？就是说国王的儿子，也就是王子的那个 wedding
，
婚礼上边。
Yeah.
这个场景就是各种各样的焰火小伙伴们，什么罗马烛光弹、小雪炮啊、凯瑟琳转轮了、孟加拉焰火啊等等，大家都在一起，非常期待着自己的精彩表演，希望能够在王子的婚礼上能够有绽放出彩。唯独有一枚这个 rocket 火箭焰火呢，非常的高傲自大，arrogant
，
不切实际。
He is super arrogant and he's very very self-centered. He thinks.He is the star of the wedding, and that without him, even the prince and the princess will never be happy.
看来无论是在人类的群体中，还是火箭的这个，还是那个焰火的群体中，都免不了有一种叫做迷之自信的人，非常
迷之自信。
对，迷之自信就是自信的像一个谜一样 ，like a mystery.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I really wonder.Why this rocket is so arrogant, and he doesn't really seem to notice. So it's really funny because of course this rocket is a metaphor for people who are so self-centered and only think of themselves as, yeah, is the most important thing on earth.
作家嘛哈，就是要观察人啊，描写人是不是
yeah.、嗯、yeah, writers always draw their inspiration from reality. So like, yeah, Oscar Wilde saw some people in his surroundings probably, and he was like, I'm going to write a story about this.
好，那咱们就和同学们一起啊，来感受感受19世纪的段子手王尔德、
mm-hmm.
是如何来调侃、如何来讽刺那种骄傲自大、迷之自信的人的。
The Remarkable Rocket by Oscar Wilde.The king's son was going to be married, and on the wedding day, at the gate of the castle, the prince was waiting to receive her. When he saw her, he sank upon one knee and kissed her hand.
Your picture was beautiful, he murmured, but you are more beautiful than your picture. And the princess blushed.
The marriage was going to be magnificent. There was a state banquet planned, and after the banquet there was a ball organized where the bride and the bridegroom were to dance together. The little princess had never seen fireworks in her life, so the king had given orders that the royal pyrotechnist should attend the day of her marriage.During the banquet, the royal pyrotechnist put all the fireworks in their proper place so they could be let off right away at 12 o'clock. Soon, the fireworks began to talk to each other. Pew, 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 pew. A pensive Catherine Wheel, who prided herself on her broken heart, exclaimed suddenly, How lovely!But love is not fashionable anymore. The poets have killed it. They wrote so much about it that nobody believed them. True love suffers and is silent. I remember myself once, but it is no matter now. Romance is a thing of the past.
Nonsense, said the Roman candle.Romance never dies. It is like the moon and lives forever.
But the Catherine Wheel shook her head and continued saying, Romance is dead! Romance is dead! Suddenly, a sharp, dry cough was heard. And they all turned around. It came from a tall rocket.He always coughed to attract attention.
Ahem! Ahem!
He said, and everybody listened, except the poor Catherine Wheel, who was still shaking her head and murmuring,
Romance is dead. Romance is dead. Romance is dead. Quite dead indeed.
尼克老师这段真的读得太好了。
Oh, he's such an actor, really.
太好了，有没有感觉到在剧场里啊，一个人分饰多种角色啊、mm-hmm. 太棒了，来，我们来看一下今天的故事。
The king's son was going to be married.
文字非常简单，毕竟是童话故事嘛。国王的儿子就要结婚了。
On the wedding day, at the gate of the castle,The prince was waiting to receive her.
就在婚礼的当天 wedding day, at the gate of the castle, 在城堡门口。
Mm-hmm.
好 ,prince 是谁呀 ?prince 是
?The prince is the son of the king.
那 princess 又是什么呀
?The daughter of a king.
对了国王的孩子王子叫做 prince, 公主叫做 princess。好王子在等待着他的公主。
When he saw her, he sank upon one kneeAnd kissed her hand.
哇简直就是童话故事王子和公主。
So romantic.
太浪漫了。就是当他看见公主来的时候呢不是要迎接公主来吗、
mm-hmm.
?Sank upon 意思就是什么呢 ?Sank 是沉下去哈。
He kneeled down. He put one knee on the floor and the other, well, yeah, he didn't put that one on the floor. So that is like when you kneel down, you sink upon one knee.
对啊，就是单膝跪地嘛。Mm-hmm. Sink upon 就一只腿呢就跪下去啊，或沉下去，然后就亲吻着他的手臂啊，应该是手背。
Your picture was beautiful, he murmured.
你的照片真的是太漂亮了。Murmur, M-U-R-M-U-R 呢，就是喃喃自语，轻声说道。
But you are more beautiful than your picture.
嗯，这些都是套路的话哈。
Yeah, I mean, people nowadays still say it, right? When they meet each other on WeChat or something, then they're...
王子也不能免俗嘛。男生对女生说的话都是这样的。你太漂亮了，你比这个照片啊还要漂亮。
And the princess blushed.
然后公主的脸呢就红了，这全是套路啊。
Yeah.
Princess blushed. Blush 专门指脸红的状态。
The marriage...was going to be magnificent.
Magnificent. Mega, 这个前缀我们学过了，是 mag,、mm-hmm. 是非常大的意思。
Yeah,
盛大的。
Very, very big. Mega. Magnificent is extremely, yeah, good or great or impressive.
应该得有99,999朵 roses 吧。
Mm-hmm. There was a state banquet planned, and after the banquet,There was a ball organized.
好，这里叫做什么呀 ？State banquet. 这个 state 是国家的 ，banquet 是宴席。那么 state banquet 呢，就是国宴了。哇，那个层次很高哈。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
高级。
Yeah, very, very 高级。Yeah, very high level banquet with like very important people attending.
又有国宴，那么宴会以后呢，又有什么？又有
a ball.
Ball 遇见过多次了，是舞会。
An event where people dance with each other.
Ball 是用来干嘛的呀
？Where the bride and the bridegroom were to dance together.
好，又是一个相对的概念词啊啊 ，bride, B-R-I-D-E 是
新娘。
嘿，你还有这个老师词汇可以啊，新娘叫做 bride， 那
新郎。I always forget that word.
啊，反正你还是不错了。看来也是参加过啊。
Yeah, I once went to a Chinese wedding. It was so cool. Only I had to get up so early.
还是在外地去参加过的哈。
Yeah, I went to Qingdao to celebrate it.
嗯，这个 bridegroom, G-R-O-O-M, bridegroom 就是新郎。
Yeah, and they had to dance together. Just like in a fairy tale, you know, the Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella.They all dance together in the end at their wedding, right?
童话故事都这么写的，新郎跟新娘呢要一块儿跳舞。
I want to dance too on my wedding on the end.
谁跳？你自己跳啊
？Yeah,
who's gonna dance on your wedding? You yourself?
I myself, of
solo
course,
performance
with myself. Okay,
solo performance.
Indeed, indeed.
请问的舞蹈
No, with my friends, of course.
请问那舞蹈艺术家的婚礼上谁来跳舞啊？是不是只有自己独舞了？给大家表演一段。
Yeah, of course, why not?
好好好好你说你长得美啊说什么都是对的。
The little princess had never seen fireworks in her life.
这个小公主啊这一生中都没见过 fireworks, 烟花没见过。
So, the king had given orders that the royal pyrotechnist,should attend the day of her marriage.
好了，国王就下令了，叫 given orders， 说什么呢？这个皇家的这个
pyrotechnist
皇家火艺师吧，或者是叫做皇家烟花手。
Yeah，
啊，要出席他的那个婚礼。
Yeah， he's the one who will arrange a big fireworks show. During the banquet.The royal pyrotechnist put all the fireworks in their proper place so they could be let off right away at 12 o'clock.
好，就在这个 banquet 上面呢，这些皇家火艺师们就把所有的这些烟花呢，就叫做 put them in the proper place， 按适当的位置呢，全部都摆好放好了，然后这样呢，他们就可以在12点的时候呢，全部的 let off。就是给他放了并且给他放完了、mm-hmm. 叫放烟火叫 let off fireworks.
Yeah. Soon, the fireworks began to talk to each other.
噔噔噔噔，开始进入到烟花们的世界了，他们说话了。不一会儿，这个烟花们就开始自己就攀谈起来哈，交谈起来了。
A pensive Catherine Wheel, who prided herself on her broken heart, exclaimed suddenly.
好 ,pensive 的意思呢是深思熟虑的。
Yeah, someone who is pensive thinks too much, to be honest. Thinks over things, thinks about the past constantly, thinks about, yeah.Just overthinks things.
就想太多了哈。
Mm-hmm.
Catherine Wheel 叫做转轮烟火，凯瑟琳的转轮烟火。哎呀，这个转轮烟火非常激动啊！它是什么呢 ？On proud on her
broken heart.
哎呦，她是以她这段伤心的经历呢而自豪、啊
yeah.
非常骄傲，非常骄傲。所以她 exclaimed， 她是大声的、激动的喊出来说
，How lovely！But love is not fashionable anymore. The poets have killed it.
你知道吗？这句话后来被人们都 quote 下来了。
Yeah, I can imagine why. Yeah, I can imagine why. That, like, it's kind of an accusation that people use the word love too quickly.
后来人们都把这句话引用下来了，你到处都能见到。这句话是说，哎呀，多可爱呀 ，How lovely.But love is not fashionable anymore. 可是爱情这东西已经不再时髦了。诗人们早就把它给扼杀了。The poets have killed it.
They wrote so much about it.
他们对爱情已经写得太多了。
That nobody believed them.
以至于让人们都不再相信怎么回事了。
True love suffers and is silent.
王尔德著名语录啊。真爱是痛苦的，也是沉默的。True love suffers and it's silent. 喜欢的话你可以把它记下来。
I remember myself once.
我也记得自己曾经有过那么一回。
But it is no matter now.
可是现在已经无关紧要了。
Romance is a thing of the past.
浪漫什么的早就已经是过去式了。
Nonsense, said the Roman candle.
Roman candle 呢是另外一种烟花，叫做罗马烛光弹了哈。这 nonsense 的意思就是说胡说八道。
Yeah, this does not make sense.
胡说八道。
Nonsense.
罗马烛光弹是个什么爱情态度呢？他说
，Romance never dies.
浪漫这种东西永远不会消亡的。
It is like the moon.
你看看，它就像月亮一样。
And lives forever.
她永远活着。
But the Catherine Wheel shook her head and continued saying, Romance is dead. Romance is dead.
可是凯瑟琳的转轮呢依然是坚持着自己的看法，一边摇着头，一边继续喃喃自语地说，浪漫已经死了，已经消亡了，已经消亡了。Romance is dead.
Suddenly, a sharp, dry cough.Was heard.
突然间，一个被动语态啊 ,something was heard. 什么声音突然间传来了哈
?A sharp, dry cough.
尖尖的哈，一种干咳的声音。
And they all turned around.
大家都转过了头，主角出场了。
It came from a tall rocket.
哦，声音来自于一个高高的火箭。
He always coughed to attract attention.
啊，他在发表言论之前呢，总是会先咳上几声。哎，这个读得很好啊，尼克老师这读得很好啊。说
He said, and everybody listened except the poor Catherine Wheel.
他咳两声吧，大家都去认真地听着他了哈。Mm-hmm. 只有那个 Catherine Wheel 呢，还在继续他自己的那个。
Yeah, she was still shaking her head.And murmuring, romance is dead, romance is dead.
所以她是不相信 romance 了。
Yeah, she doesn't believe in romance. Quite dead, she said.
As soon as there was perfect silence, the rocket began. How unfortunate it is for the king's son, he remarked.That he is to be married on the very day on which I am to be let off. It could not have turned out better for him, but princes are always lucky.
Dear me, said the little squib, I thought that we were all to be let off in the prince's honor.
Indeed, said the rocket. But with me it is different. I am a very remarkable rocket. First of all, my mother was the most celebrated Catherine Wheel of her day and was renowned for her graceful dancing. My father was the rocket like myself. He flew so high that the people were afraid that he would never come down again. He did, though, for he was of a kindly disposition, and he made a most brilliant shower of golden rain. The newspapers called him a triumph of pyrotechnic art.
Pyrotechnic. Pyrotechnic, you mean? Said a little Bengal light.
I was saying, continued the rocket in a severed tone of voice. I was saying, what was I saying?
You were talking about yourself. Replied the Roman candle.
Oh, of course, I knew I was discussing some interesting subject when I was so rudely interrupted. I hate rudeness and bad manners of every kind, for I am extremely sensitive. No one in the whole world is so sensitive as I am. I am quite sure of that.
What is a sensitive person?
Whispered the cracker to their Roman candle.
A person who always treads on other people's toes.
Answered the Roman candle in a low whisper. And the cracker nearly exploded in laughter.
好有趣啊，这分角色实在是朗读的栩栩如生啊。
As soon as there was perfect silence,
看看，周围都已经是 perfect silent, 完全安静下来了。
The rocket began.
火箭就开始了它的发言。
How fortunate it is for the king's son, he remarked.
Remarked 意思就是说 he says, 等于 he says.、
Yeah.
说什么呢？国王的儿子真是幸运啊。
That he is to be married on the very day on which I am to be let off.
你瞧瞧，他结婚的日子，正好是我要升天燃放的时候。
Yeah.
你看他配合我，你看。
Yeah, so he thinks that the whole party is actually because he will be let off, not necessarily about the wedding. It could not have turned out better for him. But princes are always lucky.
真的对他来讲啊没什么比这更好的啦。It couldn't have been, couldn't have turned out. Turned out, 这事情表现出一种什么样的结果不能更好了不可能更好了。您瞧瞧这王子们啊还是挺幸运的。
Dear me, said the little squib.
Squib 呢是那个小炮竹啊。
Yeah, it's a little, yeah, just a piece of fireworks that explodes in a loud bang.
小爆竹听到这番话以后悄悄地说了声我的妈呀
I thought that we were all to be let off in the prince's honor、
哦、我以为我们是为了王子的荣誉而升天燃放的 We were all to be let off in somebody's honor
Yeah, indeed, said the rocket But with me, it's different I'm a very remarkable rocket.
火箭说啊当然事实上这一点也是确凿无疑的了啊 indeed. 啊但是对我而言呢哎这事情啊就不大一样了。
First of all, my mother was the most celebrated Catherine Wheel of her day.
毕竟呢我可是一枚非常的 remarkable rocket, 我是一个非常神奇的火箭的啊，我很神奇的。你像我妈妈吧，哎，我先说我家庭吧。首先，我妈妈呢，就是非常，她那个时代啊，非常著名的、非常出名的 Catherine Wheel of Her Day， 转轮烟火，你知道吗
？And was renowned.For her graceful dancing.
并且她那个优雅的舞姿真的是太著名了。Renowned for something. 以什么著名？
Yeah. If you are renowned for something, then you are famous because you have a certain talent or a certain quality.
嗯哼，你看看吧，你看看我妈妈那个时代，她多出名。
My father was a rocket, like myself.
我爸爸呢，像我一样啊，也是火箭了。
He flew so high that the people were afraid that he would never come down again.
他飞得真高啊，高到人们啊都担心他可能下不来了。
He did though.
啊，当然他还是下来了啊。
For he was of a kindly disposition and he made a most brilliant shower of golden rain.
For 在这里表示原因啊，因为它是什么呢？它是一个 of a kindly of 后面加上一个名词 disposition,
yeah, disposition. Disposition. If you are of a kindly disposition, that means that your character, like it's in your character to be kind. If you are of an impatient disposition, then you are impatient.
Oh.这个 disposition 呢就是一种什么性格
yeah,
什么性格，那通常都是指 of a 什么 disposition、
mm-hmm.
父亲呢性格很善良嘛 of a kind disposition, 然后他是化作了 made, 他做出来了一大片金色的什么雨，这么就下来了，非常耀眼哈。
The newspapers called him a triumph of polytechnic art.
哇，这些报纸们都吹捧他呀，都把它叫做是什么 ？Triumph, triumph 是什么巨大的胜利呢？是一个
of polytechnic art，
对，是什么呀？烟花艺术成就的什么伟大？烟花艺术的伟大的成就
？Pyrotechnic, you mean？
啊，然后一个孟加拉烟火的就说：“您是说 pyro 吧？不是什么 pyro 吧？”
嗯。
是不是您这字儿是不是说错了呀
？Yeah，
是不是 pyro 吧？您的应该是这个意思吧？哈
，said a Bengal light. I was saying, continued the rocket in a severe tone of voice. I was saying, what was I saying?
又开始姿态十足哈
，Yeah，
摆着谱哈，摆着谱，这个说。哦，我那意思是说吧，severe tone of voice 是什么意思？
A little bit annoyed tone of voice, a little bit like strict and a bit, yeah, just you're annoyed. If your tone of voice is severed, you were first pretty happy talking, but now something happened and you're a bit annoyed, like you're just saying something. I was saying...A bit like that, on that tone.
对，就有点那种稍微有点自高自大哈。
嗯、mm-hmm.
特别那个的啊，声音就说，我是说啊，我说什么来着 ？What was I saying?
You were talking about yourself, replied the Roman candle.
罗马烛光弹就回复到他说，你刚才就是在说你自己呀、
啊。Of course, I knew I was discussing some interesting subjects.When I was so rudely interrupted.
啊、哦、当然了。我知道我正在讨论一些很有趣的话题。结果呢就被人给非常 rudely interrupted, 非常粗鲁的粗暴的给打断了。
I hate rudeness and bad manners of every kind.
我最讨厌这些粗鲁的举止 rudeness, 和那些Bad manners of all of every kind, 各种各样的一些不良的行为。
For I am extremely sensitive.
因为我是一个非常敏感的人。
No one in the whole world is so sensitive as I am. I am quite sure of that.
这世界上啊，没有哪个人比我更敏感了。对此 I'm quite sure of that. 我深信不疑。
What is a sensitive person? Whispered the cracker to the Roman candle.
Cracker 就是那个
A firecracker. In Chinese New Year, you hear firecrackers everywhere.
爆竹叫 cracker. Roman candle 是刚才那个罗马烛光弹哈。爆竹呢就悄悄的就问这罗马烛光弹说什么叫做一个敏感的人啊
A person who always treads on other people's toes.
这个 treads on 是什么意思踩在别人的脚上
to step on someone's toes or to tread on someone's toes that actually means to annoy someone on purpose
哦、他就说那是一个呀总想踩着别人脚趾头的人、
yeah.
意思就是说总喜欢去什么
to annoy people basically
对让别人去烦扰别人让别人觉得很讨厌的那种人
yeah so the Roman candle indirectly saysYeah, that rocket, he is so annoying.
对了，其实罗马蛋这个时候已经是很隐晦的在说这个人其实挺讨厌的。
And the cracker nearly exploded with laughter.
然后这个爆竹是差一点没笑破肚皮哈，他可不能笑破了，笑破了。
He had to laugh so much that the Roman candle insulted the rocket.
他要是把肚皮笑破了，那这就该成为一个冷笑话了哈。爆竹把肚皮笑破了，爆竹。Nearly exploded with laughter.、Mm-hmm. 这个短语很好 exploded、yeah. with something.
To explode with laughter is quite funny, I guess.、
好我们继续来听接下来哈这些精彩的配音。
What are you laughing at? Inquired the rocket. I'm laughing because I'm happy, replied the cracker. That is a very selfish reason, said the rocket.Angrily, what right have you to be happy? You should be thinking about others. In fact, you should be thinking about me. I am always thinking about myself, and I expect everybody else to do the same. That is what is called sympathy. It is a beautiful virtue, and I possess it in a high degree.Suppose, for instance, anything happened to me tonight, what a misfortune that would be for everyone. The prince and the princess would never be happy again. Their whole married life would be spoiled. And as for the king, I know he would not get over it. Really?When I begin to reflect on the importance of my position, I am almost moved to tears. He actually burst into real tears. Then the moon rose and the stars began to shine. Let the fireworks begin, said the king, and it was certainly a magnificent display. Everyone...was a great success, except for Remarkable Rocket. The gunpowder inside him was so wet with tears that he was of no use. So nobody even approached him. I suppose they are reserving me for some grand occasion, said the rocket. No doubt.That is what it means. So the next day, the workmen came to put everything tidy. Hello, one of them cried. What a bad rocket. And he threw him over the wall into the ditch. Bad rocket, bad rocket, he said as he whirled through the air. Impossible.Grand rocket, that is what the man said. Bad and grand sound very much the same. Indeed, they often are the same. And he fell into the mud.
What are you laughing at? Inquired the rocket.
你在笑什么呀？请问你在笑什么？ Inquire 是一种问询
Yeah, to ask what happened. I'm laughing because I'm happy, replied the cracker.
爆竹呢就说我笑呢这不是因为我高兴吗
That is a very selfish reason, said the rocket angrily.
我们来看一下这个火箭的逻辑是什么啊
There's no logic.
他说你这个理由太自私了 Very selfish reason, 太自私了
What right have you to be happy?
你有什么权利高兴呢啊 ,what right, right, 是权利这里做名词啊 ,have you, 就是 you have, to be happy, 你有什么权利高兴呢
?You should be thinking about others.
你应该多去想想别人呢、啊、你应该为别人多着想啊。
In fact, you should be thinking about me.
而事实上你应该为我想想。
I am always thinking about myself, and I expect everybody else to do the same.
你看我，你看我，我总是想着我自己。I'm always thinking about myself. Think about 的意思就是头脑中一直在想，一直在想，不停地想。同时呢，我也期待着每一个人，别人都这么做，都在想着我。I expect everybody else to do the same.
That is what is called sympathy.
这不就是人们所说的同情心吗? Sympathy. 请大家记下这个字 S-Y-M-P-A-T-H-Y.
Yeah, and the explanation he gives for this word sympathy is not the actual definition of sympathy. Like, he says it's very, like, it's sympathy if people think about me.But of course, sympathy is thinking about other people, put yourself into other people's position. Quite the opposite of what he is doing.
所以他这个地方所错用的这个 sympathy 呢，指的是一种啊，别人要关注他、
mm-hmm.
世界的注意力都得关注着他，他是世界的中心，他是最自怜的那一个。
It is a beautiful virtue.
这个啊，是一个多么棒的多么可爱的美德呀 Virtue V-I-R-T-U-E 啊，多棒的一个品德呀
And I possess it in a high degree
Possess 是拥有这方面呢我呢我的德性啊就很高你看看 In a high degree 你看我这品德这方面就很高的
Suppose for instanceAnything happened to me tonight?
咱们假如说吧 ,suppose, 假如说吧啊举个例子讲 ,for instance, 如果今儿晚上我发生了什么事儿
,what a misfortune that would be for everyone.
Misfortune, 指的是不幸。哎呀那对今天晚上每一个人来说是多么的不幸啊。
The prince and princess would never be happy again.
王子和公主再也不会开心了。
Their whole married life would be spoiled.
他们婚后的生活也就这么会被毁掉了 ,spoiled.
And as for the king,
那对于国王来说呢
?I know he would not get over it.
我也知道这国王吧肯定经不住这场打击的 get over something 就是什么事情他能克服什么啊
yeah to forget about something to yeah just accept things and to move on
真的太惨了
really when I begin to reflect on the importance of my position I am almost movedto tears.
真的我这个人呢、啊、我只要一开始 reflect on 就是
think about
对想起反省自省或者是反正想起吧、
mm-hmm.
想起我自己哎呀这个重要的地位啊我真的要感动的流下眼泪啊 I'm almost moved to tears 哗啦啦的我得流眼泪
He actually burst into tears.
哦他还真的他真的就哭了叫burst into tears. Burst into 是英文中一个常用的表达。
Yeah.
就是突然间就爆发了。
To suddenly start crying pretty hysterically, like that is to burst into tears.
啊自就自己自怜的已经哎呀已经哭得稀里哗啦的了。
Then, the moon rose, and the stars began to shine.
哦月亮升起了。 Moon Rose， 过去式哈 ，R-O-S-E， 这不是玫瑰花啊，是 Rise 的过去式啊。天星呢也开始发光了 ，Stars begin to shine。
Let the fireworks begin， said the king，
国王说，那就让烟火开始吧。
And it was certainly a magnificent display。
哇，确实是啊，一场非常壮观的大秀啊。
Yeah, it was a great show.
对 ,display 呢就是呈现现出秀的意思。
Yeah, such a display, show, performance.
好的。
Everyone was a great success. Except for the remarkable rocket.
您瞧瞧，除了这个非凡的火箭啊，好像每个人都怎么着呢，获得了巨大的成功。Everyone was a great success.
The gunpowder inside him was so wet with tears that he was of no use.
啊，为什么呢？为什么火箭点不着了呢？因为他身体里的火药啊 ,gunpowder.
Yeah, the gunpowder, the powder inside him that could make him explode. Gunpowder.
都已经被他的泪水给浸湿了。
Yeah.
So wet with the tears.然后怎么着呢 ?He was of no use. Of no use 等于 useless. 他已经 没什么用了。
So, nobody even approached him.
甚至啊都没有人愿意去接近他了。Approach him.
I suppose they are reserving me for some grand occasion,、
哎、呀
said the rocket. No doubt that is what it means.
人们都不接近他了，一般的人嘛，心里都还挺都在打鼓了，说这什么原因啊，大家都不接近我了。
Yeah, he really doesn't understand why he doesn't get any attention.
哦，他觉得人们不接近我是他们有问题，肯定是已经有人把我安排在更重要的场合了。Reserve something, 就是把什么东西留存起来，存储起来，以备 some grand occasion, 一些更重大的，更盛大的场合用了。
The next day, the workman came to put everything tidy.
毫无疑问哈，这就是他们的用意了。这种自我安慰还是很厉害的哈，这种自我编造、自我麻醉还是非常厉害的。然后第二天，工人们来了。The workman came to put everything tidy. 是什么意思呢？
Yeah, the workman came to clean everything up.
哦，来打扫卫生了。
Hello.One of them cried.
其中一个大喊了一声说 Hey!
What a bad rocket!
怎么有一枚坏的火箭啊
And he threw him over the wall into the ditch.
哦吼，结果就把这个火箭啊就一扔就丢到墙外的 ditch, 阴沟里去了。
Bad rocket! Bad rocket! He said as he whirled through the air. Impossible! Grand rocket!That is what the man said. Bad and grand sound very, very much the same. Indeed, they often are the same. And he fell into the mud.
啊，坏火箭，坏火箭。他一边在空中啊 ,whirl 的打着圈打着圈的翻滚着哈，一边在想说不可能。他一定是想说 grand rocket. 你瞧瞧 ,grand 跟 bad, 听上去就是很相似的。
Yeah.
Grand 是了不起的。Bad 是非常破的，不可能，他一定在说了不起的，一定在说了不起的。Indeed, 他们确实这两个发音很相似啊 ,often they're the same. 然后说着说着，他就掉进阴沟里去了 ,fell into the mud. 最后一段。
Then, a little frog swam up to him. a new arrival, I see, said the frog.
Well...After all, there's nothing like mud. Give me rainy weather and a ditch, and I am quite happy, said the rocket, and he began to cough.
What a delightful voice you have, cried the frog. Really, it is quite like a croak, the most musical sound in the world. You should...Here our club this evening. As soon as the moon rises, we begin. It is so entrancing that everybody lies awake to listen to us. Ribbit. In fact, it was only yesterday that I heard the farmer's wife say to her mother that she could not get a wink of sleep at night on account of us. It is most gratifying to find oneself so popular.
Ahem, ahem,
said the rocket angrily. He was very much annoyed that he could not get a word in.
A delightful voice, certainly,
continued the frog.
I hope you will come over to the duck pond tonight to join us. Well, goodbye. I have enjoyed our conversation very much.
Conversation indeed, said the rocket. You have talked the whole time yourself. This is not a conversation.
Somebody must listen, answered the frog. And I like to do all the talking myself. Saves time and prevents arguments.
But I like arguments, said the rocket.
I hope not, said the frog complacently. Arguments are very vulgar. Goodbye, second time.
And the little frog swam away.
Wow, Nick and really, really, he is such a good frog.
大家听到了吗？最后一段 Nick 老师配音的这个小青蛙是不是读得非常的好啊？
Really, very good.
我建议大家一定要多听几遍啊，配得太好了。
Mm-hmm. Then, a little frog swam up to him.
好，这个时候一只小青蛙呢就朝他游了过来啊，叫 swim up, 就朝他游了过来。
Yeah, swam towards him.
哎，小青蛙还挺友善的啊，他说
A new arrival, I see, said the frog.
Hey, 哎，还挺健谈哈，说哎，是个新来的吧，新来的。
Well, after all, there's nothing like mud. Give me rainy weather and a ditch, and I am quite happy.
这是谁说的话呀
？The frog.
哎，小青蛙就说，哎呀，毕竟呢 ，after all, there's nothing like mud. 啊，毕竟那稀泥巴呢，不一样吧。所以呢，我只要能够享受雨天和一条阴沟，我就会十分的幸福了。
said the rocket, and he began to cough.
好，又开始了哈，装模作样的哈 ，rocket 就开始说话了，总要咳嗽。
What a delightful voice you have! Cried the frog.
啊，小青蛙说，哟，您的声音是真好听啊 ，delightful， 多么悦耳啊
！Really, it's quite like a croak, the most musical sound in the world.You should hear our club this evening.
真的，您这声音啊，特别像 croak. Croak 就是那个青蛙的呱呱叫的声音啊。
Yeah. Is this a croak? Is the sound that a frog makes?
对。
And you know, like all the frogs, they usually gather in some lake and make sounds together.
我们说井底之蛙，井底之蛙，就井底之蛙是没见过世面的，所以他觉得好听的歌呢，他就是都是青蛙的声音。所以你的声音跟青蛙的声音啊一样好听。哎，你这个我们这个呱呱声啊是世上最美的音乐。今晚上你可以来听听我们合唱队的演出哦。
As soon as the moon rises, we begin.
月亮一出来我们就开始表演了。你来听吧。
It's so entrancing that everybody lies awake to listen to us.
可迷人了。可 entrancing 了，人们晚上都睁着双眼躺着听我们唱歌呢。
It was, in fact, it was only yesterday that I heard the farmer's wife say to her mother that she could not get a wink of sleep at night on account of us.
你看，就昨晚吧，昨晚我还听见农夫的妻子跟他老妈说，你瞧瞧啊，因为我们的存在，他一整夜没睡着。Get a wink of sleep.
Yeah.
就是说睡一丢丢啊，睡一小下。
Yeah, if you say you could not get a wink of sleep last night, that means that you really couldn't like sleep last night.
完全睡不着。On account of something 呢，就是由于什么的原因。你看看，我们能受到这么多人的欢迎，是不是很高兴
？It is most gratifying to find oneself so popular.
看来这青蛙跟火箭也差不多啊。
Yeah, the frog and the rocket are quite arrogant.
哇，这世界上怎么这么多迷之自信的人呢
？Ahem, said the rocket angrily.
火箭这个时候还挺生气了。
He was very much annoyed that he could not get a word in.
他特别恼火，因为他一句话都插不上。
A delightful voice, certainly, continued the frog.
真是美妙的声音啊。青蛙还继续说道。
I hope you will come over to the duck pond tonight to join us.
是吧？我们还真希望你能来到池塘，来到 duck pond tonight. 今晚要不来加入我们好了，一起唱。
Well, goodbye. I have enjoyed our conversation very much.
好了，那再见吧。我们的谈话还是挺愉快的。其实谈话就是没谈啊，就是他一个人在那。
We did not have a conversation.
对。
Conversation indeed, said the rocket.
火箭说，谈话，哼，还真是个谈话。
You have talked the whole time yourself.
你这不全程在聊你自己吗？
That is not conversation.
这可不是一个谈话啊。
Somebody must listen, answered the frog.
小青蛙说，那你总得有人听啊。
And I like to do all the talking myself.
不过我倒是很喜欢一个人说话的。
It saves time and prevents arguments.
你看，节约时间嘛，还避免争吵。
But I like arguments, said the rocket.
可是火箭却说，我喜欢争吵。
I hope not, said the frog complacently.
Complacently 是一种比较得意的状态。
Yeah, very proud. If you say something complacently, you know you are right and they are wrong. Arguments are extremely vulgar.
Vulgar 就是粗俗。
Yeah, rude.
哎呀，那个青蛙说，我不希望这样，争吵什么的太粗俗了。
Goodbye a second time. And the little frog swam away.
第二次，再见咯。说完小青蛙就游走了。
嗯、
哎，这个故事本来很长很精彩、啊。
Yeah, this story is actually really, really long.、So I had to shorten it in quite a lot. So it goes on after like meeting the frog, it goes on and on until the rocket finally like is set on fire more or less. So if you are interested, you can find this story online and all kinds of websites, and I definitely recommend you to read it. Like, it's a very funny story.
我们把整个故事的主线和一个情景、啊、
yeah,
就是给它捋出来了。
We picked out the most important parts, and basically the message that Oscar Wilde wanted to bring in this story, I hope we made that clear.
我们希望大家能够闲暇的时候去找它的原文来看一下，因为里面还有很多精彩的细节。
Yeah, there's a lot.
这些烟花是怎么样去绽放的呀？
Yeah, there's a lot about how all the other fireworks went up in the air, like how they presented themselves. There is a lot about what happened after the rocket met the frog. There is a lot about the king and the queen and the prince and the princess as well. So yeah, it contains a lot of themes, but the main important ones we picked out for you.
好了，那么王尔德这个段子手写这个故事，他是要去调侃和讽刺什么呢？就是那种非常自大
self-centered arrogant people
不切实际爱幻想固执、mm-hmm. 自我安慰这些坏毛病。
Yeah, it is really funny like how people sometimes can really be stuck in their own reality, right? Like some people who are extremely arrogant or only talk about themselves, they actually don't even notice it. They're very narcissistic.
嗯，非常自恋。
Yeah.
把自己看得非常的重要
yeah,
地球离开你就转不了了
They all have their reasons of course Like nobody is I think born an arrogant person or born a narcissist But like due to maybe education Maybe upbringing Maybe combination of both Maybe they are indeed very successful And that gives them the idea that they are fantastic Everyone is fantastic to begin with
现在咱网络上不是有一个流行词语叫做迷之自信吗？就是这个意思、
okay.
就是自信到成了一种迷你都不知道它为什么是哪儿来的这种自信
Yeah, we all know like one or two of these people, right? And do you think they know it from themselves? I really honestly think they don't know it until someone says it to them and then even they will deny it. They will be like, nah, I'm not that arrogant. I am a very friendly person. I always listen to other people. It's so weird how they,
相信大家生活中都可能都遇到过哈这样的一种比较迷之自信的人，但是很有趣的是王尔德在19世纪就已经写了童话来调侃和讽刺这样的一种迷之自信了。
Yeah, I really wonder how these people can actually change, because it would be nice for their surroundings if they would change, but yeah, if they are so like convinced of being right, like how do you get someone out of there? I honestly would not know that.
可是呢，性格就是命运了。这么骄傲的火箭最后怎么样啊？由于对自己的认识不够清楚，最后被扔在了臭水沟里啊， mm-hmm. 什么作用也没派上用场，是吧
？Best is to know yourself well and like to find where you can improve. And yeah, I mean, of course, we can all have our arrogant moments, in once in a while. That's just human, right? But it's important to listen to others.
好，清醒地认识自己，摆正自己的位置，这就是这个童话故事要告诉我们的。
Yeah.
好，谢谢大家的收听，谢谢Julie老师的精彩讲解。
Thank you all for listening.
See you next time.
See you next.